What if I wrote letters to notorious criminals in jail and never mentioned their crimes? And what if I became their pen pal? Get it? Pen pal? Each episode of Prison Sentences focuses on one criminal, the letter I wrote to them, and the one I got back in return. In other words, a prisoner sentenced to life writing someone who needs to get a life. God, I am so funny, yet so sad. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime. I think the worst birthday that I ever celebrated must have been when I was like 10 years old. I wanted to go out for pizza for my birthday, but my grandparents wanted to take me to a franchise restaurant known for their chicken. I was so traumatized with that birthday that I did not step foot into that chicken restaurant for 20 years. I wonder if there are any other birthdays as traumatizing as mine. James Mitchell had received a permanent restraining order from his ex-girlfriend, Danielle. The next day, James stormed into the backyard of his one-year-old daughter's birthday party and hit Danielle in the head with a baseball bat while their daughter was in her arms. Both mother and daughter fell to the ground, and while the child cried, James Mitchell continued to pound Danielle's head with the baseball bat. Maybe my 10th birthday wasn't so bad after all. James Mitchell then ran off with his daughter and drove away. He was arrested about 5 hours later. James was sentenced to 35 years to life and currently resides at the Richard J. Donovan Correctional Facility in San Diego, California. Fun fact! Don't you just love when crimes have a fun fact? This story has a plot twist. James Mitchell's dad is Jim Mitchell, who directed the 1972 porn classic Behind the Green Door, one of the first pornography films with a plot line.
She was held captive, and behind the infamous Green Door, she was made to perform the most bizarre sexual experiment ever conceived in the twisted mind of man.
Now, Jim Mitchell and his brother Artie produced hundreds of X-rated films until 1991, when Jim shot and killed his brother Artie. So, yep, both Father Jim and Son James are murderers. Come on, don't you just love a plot twist? So not only was James's father Jim in the porn industry, but he was actually a very good friend of the journalist Hunter S. Thompson, who called Jim's pornography business the Carnegie Hall of Public Sex. So I decided to write James Mitchell a letter. Hello, Mr. Mitchell. I hope that you're okay with me writing you this letter. I was reading about your father and that Hunter S. Thompson called your father's business the Carnegie Hall of Public Sex. Do you happen to know what he meant by that? I look forward to hearing back. And guess what? James Mitchell, Jim Mitchell's son, wrote me back. Dear Marshall, first and foremost, call me James. Formalities are exhausting unless we're getting paid for them, eh? Full disclosure, I only reply to hate mail or possible fan mail. By the way, my hate mail was usually stacked over 500 letters versus a few dozen possible fan letters. But you're Canadian, and since Canadians are by far the coolest people on the planet, I'm making an exception. First and foremost, who are you? Are you like some teenage kid who read a Hunter S. Thompson book, Googled me, and tracked me down? Are you a college student? Are you a family man with a hot Canadian wife? Best thing I won't do is write back some 13-year-old Canadian and warp their mind with my mentor, Hunter, and life experiences. If you're under 18, then maybe. American women are ugly, nuts, trash, and aren't regarded with any class or integrity. However, Canadian, Aussie, and Brit girls are too gorgeous, dignified, and prestigious. In other words, I'd need permission from your mother, aunt, hotter older sister before answering questions. I need to know the big picture before proceeding, so I'm responsible. That's like some 12-year-old kidding writing a vague and ambiguous letter to, say, John Holmes and ask questions about adult films, and John Holmes gives adult answers to a kid? I need clarity of the situation. And if you're under 19 years old, I need one of your parents or hot older sister to say it's okay for you to write me and I can write you back. If you claim to be 19 years old and give me a valid reason based on information and belief that you are who you say you are, and it turns out you're some 12-year-old girl messing around with some convict connected to Thompson, and I engage in communicado otherwise inappropriate for a 12-year-old, then I can apologize to your mother and father, but show them your letters and say, "Hey, yo, put a muzzle on that beaver and moose. I thought they were legal, eh?" You understand where I'm coming from? I have a social responsibility to serve, protect, and maintain the integrity of all situations, and I'm obligated to maintain people's fidelity in me, especially cool, kick-ass Canadians. So let me know who you are and who I'm dealing with so everyone is kosher. Signed, James. P.S. And if your sister or cousin is over 19 and looks like Ashley Graham, send her pic and ask her to write me, eh? Plot twist, that's not going to happen. Well, that ends another episode of Prison Sentences, your new guilty pleasure. Keep listening every week, as you never know who my pen pal will be. God, I'm funny. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime.